This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Keller Nashville International Writers Conference celebrates 15 years of bringing diverse and talented writers together. Established and aspiring writers from all over the world gather to network and hone their writing skills in the mystery, thriller, and suspense genres. Attracting writers, agents, editors, fans of crime and thriller literature, and forensic experts from across the country. Keller Nashville features over 60 panels and workshops, structured to assist writers on multiple career levels, even a mock crime scene based on real-world exercises. Clay Stafford, award-winning author, publisher, writer, and founder of Keller Nashville International Writers Conference, our guest next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Clay Stafford is an American best-selling and award-winning author, poet, screenwriter, and playwright, film and television producer, director, showrunner, actor, book and film and stage reviewer, and public speaker. He sold nearly 4 million copies of his books. His work has been distributed in 16 languages, and he's spoken as a master of ceremony to over 1 million people live. Publishers Weekly named Clay one of the top 10 Nashville literary leaders, playing an essential role in defining which books become bestsellers, not only in Middle Tennessee, but also extending beyond the city limits and into the nation's book culture. He's the founder of Keller Nashville and Keller Nashville Magazine, previously associated with Universal Studios and PBS, currently CEO of American Blackguard, Inc. near Nashville, and writer-in-residence and creative writing instructor at Battleground Academy in Franklin, Tennessee. Clay is the founder, CEO, and president of the premier international writers' conference, Keller Nashville, voted among the best writing conferences in the USA, an all things crime writing conference, incorporating mystery, thriller, and suspense elements, and the 15th annual Keller Nashville International Writers' Conference will be held August 19th through 22nd in Franklin, Tennessee. And the founder of the conference, author, publisher, screenwriter, Clay Stafford, joining us on This Week in America. Clay, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Rick, thanks so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. So much to talk about on the program today. And we want to focus on the writing conference. This has become a major international event. Let's go back a little over 15 years ago, find out the the inspiration for the conference. And legend has it, you walked in from work one afternoon and said to your wife, I think I'm going to start an international mystery thriller and suspense conference. Did it happen that way?
It happened that way, my wife's chagrin. And she was like, what? And I said, she said, when is it going to, when are you planning on doing this? And I said, in 2 months. And so she was in complete shock, but yet she lives with me, as you can tell from, I think in a previous generation, I might've been diagnosed with something because my attention span is about, you know, the length of an inchworm. And so I tend to get ideas and take off with things. And basically, I don't think she was very surprised when I came in and said that, but on the flip side, yes, it was a pivotal moment.
Why did you decide there was a need for that? What was it about taking these three different elements that we talked about there? You've got mystery, suspense, crime, and doing a writer's conference. Well, why was it that you thought you needed to do this?
You know, there really wasn't anything at the time in this area, and I had started a local conference as well. I've had a long time in education, and as a matter of fact, even in the 11th grade, I was given the opportunity by one of the speech classes to do a 6-week presentation to the class, like as, you know, an adjunct teacher or something, on the history of theater in Great Britain. And so I have had a love of education my whole life, and actually went back to school to get my graduate degrees because I was wanting to teach on the college level, which I was able to do so. And then later designed a program at Miami-Dade for training their film students and did the curriculum for that. And so there's this long history of education and giving back. And you have to understand from whence I came, which was more like a very rural Appalachian background. And the opportunities that I've had in my life to work with the people that I have worked with are things that I would have never dreamed about as I was walking, you know, down railroad tracks as a young man. And so the whole idea of giving back and the whole idea of hearing voices, I come from that Appalachian background where stories are vital and, you know, very important and transforming. And so I really, really, really love stories. I love storytellers. And so I decided that it was, you know, 15 years ago. It's amazing the changes that take place. But you and I briefly talked earlier, but the changes in technology. And so amazing. Suddenly it's not a need to have like the local thing. You can have an international thing because with the web, you can reach around the globe. So it just seemed to me the natural progression that we should have an international writers conference. Well, and so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and you pulled it off. That's what's amazing. This has become in 15 years, which is not a lot of years to be doing this premier international event. Let's talk about that briefly for that first year. I understand what attendance was well into the tens when you had that first year. And from there, you've grown and people all over the world coming. How are you able to continue to grow this conference?
You know, and I think that everybody has, I think, or should, I would hope, have a charity that they believe in. And writers and the voice of writers is really something that is dear to my heart. And like I said, it goes back to people reaching down to me to give me an opportunity. So I thought, what a wonderful opportunity, since I've worked with people, and I'm, you know, here's dating me. My Rolodex is full of phone numbers. I can, you remember them.
I have one on my desk. I dust it off occasionally because I don't reuse it, but I still have it on my desk and my manual typewriter as well.
Exactly. So those are sentimental things, but I thought, you know, I have access to these people and they are giving and wonderful people. What if we just gave back, you know? So I called a bunch of my friends and said, this is an idea I've got. It's pie in the sky and it's last minute, but is it something you guys would like to be a part of? And the response was overwhelming, and it sort of set the tone for the rest, you know, for the next 15 years. Of people coming in who really have a desire to give back to writers and help the new generation of riders. And let's clarify what that is. It doesn't have to do with age. It's entry into the field. So we have, you know, people who are retirees as well as people who are college students. They're mixed together, but they're both at the same stage starting off. So we have these people who come in and are willing from the very start to pass out business cards and to set up a long-term relationship, a mentoring relationship with the people who attend the conference. And it's just worked out beautifully as far as I'm concerned. So that was really my hope. And the credit belongs, I think, to all the people who have given so much in order to make it successful.
Clay Stafford, our guest on This Week in America. He is the CEO and founder of KillerNashville.com, Killer Nashville International Writers Conference, August 19th through 22nd this year in Franklin, Tennessee, the 15th anniversary. And you've talked about education. This really is an extension of that, isn't it? And you've got, what's amazing, fans attend, you've got established writers, you've got aspiring writers. This really is an educational process for everybody.
It is. It absolutely is. And we've had some, and I'm not, you know, I don't need to name names, but we've had some New York Times bestselling authors who have come back every year to take our marketing classes, because as you and I both know, the marketing has changed tremendously from when you and I started in this industry. And so constantly every year there are new platforms and new programs and new apps and new ways to reach people. And so we've had people who are well established in their career come and just take the marketing track. And some of those have been previous guests of honor. So they came as a guest of honor and then they've come back on their own years, you know, in the following years in order to take advantage of that. So it's a wonderful learning environment for everybody from the people who are beginning all the way through established authors who just want to take their career to the next level.
What's impressive is you read the comments from those who have attended all the conferences over the years, and they all refer to this as intimate. So if I'm there and I'd like to get information from an agent, for example, I'd like to get some business background. It's not like you're sitting in a room with 3,000 people taking notes. There's an intimacy level, isn't there?
There is. And we have 5 sessions running concurrently. At the same time, we have private sessions that are set up between attendees and agents and editors, for example. So pretty much everyone is divided out. But by the time you get finished walking the 4 days in this very, we take over the embassy suites. So it's entirely, you know, the people who are there are pretty much all related to our conference, and they're all mingling. They all have breakfast, lunch, dinner together. They have, you know, they pass in the hallway. They have these smaller sessions. It's divided up into the different tracks for the smaller sessions, so each can get to know each other. And so it's more, we really is. We try to make it a family feel. And I think that, again, credit to all the people who are there and giving, that we've pulled it off.
The website, again, is KillerNashville.com. It's very well laid out. It will answer all of your questions, give you all of the information. The founder, Clay Stafford, is with us on the program. You have over 60 panel workshop sessions there, ranging a variety of topics. And just discussing a couple of those, one I love is the mock crime scene. And this is like with real law enforcement people there. And you really learn about the forensic aspect and in writing and how to relay that accurately to the readers. Talk about that workshop. What we're going to see there.
Well, it's kind of funny. We had some, you know, everybody's got miscellaneous cash, you know, anytime you have a front desk.
Yes.
So we had it laying out and someone said, aren't you worried about the money just laying out here? And I said, absolutely not. There are more hidden guns in this conference than you can possibly imagine. This is probably the safest place on earth right now. But I call them the alphabets. We have people come from the CIA, the FBI, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, numerous immigration, just different things that are topical for mystery, thriller, and suspense writers right now. And we have those people there to answer questions and make sure that they portray law enforcement in an accurate way. And one of the things that we do to try to help attendees feel what it feels like to be an investigator is have this mock crime scene. And when we started back in 2006, I had contacted the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, and they connected me with Dan Royce, who worked his way up during that time to be second in command of the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. And every year he put together a mock crime scene, which basically you walked in and saw a body, and the evidence was around the room, and you had to try to come up with who solved who committed the crime and the why of why the crime was committed. And it's one of our most popular things, and some of them get pretty gory. I remember one year Dan had it so that it looked like somebody had blown someone's head off, and I never knew macaroni and cheese stained, you know, kind of reddish could look so much like brains, but lo and behold, it can. And another time it was so realistic that some of the guests walked by in the hotel, and we learned later we need to put this in a spot where people, you know, passerbys don't see it, because there was a dead man laying in the middle of a conference room, blood coming out his back, and people walked by and called 911. So then we had to explain to the officers and the paramedics that this was a crime.
That's realistic.
Of course, it's very realistic. But upon examination of the body, they realized that, you know, this fellow is not a body at all. So he's a training tool. And so it's been a very fun thing. And the winner gets, you know, a prize from the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. They get a prize from Killer Nashville. They get discounted rates on coming back again. And there's no extra charge for any of that. It's just fun for those who want to play the sleuth. And then, of course, the educational part comes afterwards, when you get to ask, how would you do this? How would you do that? And the investigators, I mean, the real life investigators from the TBI, then begin to explain everything and how the process works. And from that, the writers can take away what they need in order to do their own work.
Just one of the panel's workshops going on at Killer Nashville International Writers Conference. That's August 19th through 22nd, Franklin, Tennessee, 15th anniversary. The website is killernashville.com. We're talking about it with the founder, Clay Stafford. We're back on today's This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-817-2871. 800-817-2871. That's 800-817-2871.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real. with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. 800-218-6710. Again, that's 800-218-6710.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back. You're watching, listening to This Week in America. Thank you for joining us on the program. Clay Stafford is our guest today. He's an author, publisher, screenwriter, and founder of the conference, Killer Nashville International Writers Conference, August 19th through 22nd in Franklin, Tennessee, the 15th anniversary. You know, going through some of the workshops there, one that's interesting because you have writers of all levels. In fact, you have just fans that come because they really enjoy sort of behind the scenes of what goes into writing these particular genres. But you also have aspiring writers there as well as the established agent roundtable sessions. Talk about those, because what's the likelihood of finding an agent? How difficult is that, and how necessary is that?
Several parts of that question. The first is that we've had it's vital now to have an agent because there are so many people who are writing. I joke that anyone who thinks they have some sort of word processing equipment thinks they are a writer, but it's yes. Kind of like anybody who has a bunch of tuba fours thinks they're a housing contractor. Yes. So I think that sometimes it's oversimplified, and so there is a deluge. I mean, there are a million books, and I'm not exaggerating with a number, as you well know, there are a million books published every year. So that means every 2 years, there's 2 million books out there, like on Amazon, or you can get them through your local bookstore. And so how do you get through all of that? Because if you've got a million people who are publishing books, you've also got how many people who are still writing them, and the market has become so deluged that you've got to have somebody who is basically separating the good stuff from the not quite ready stuff. And so that's where the agent comes in. And it used to be a different role of working with the author. Now they've become, to some point, a clearinghouse for publishers, separating the good stuff from the things that aren't quite ready yet. So an agent is vital, and most publishing houses will not even look at anything over the transom anymore, where you just send it to an editor that you thought might be interested in your book. They won't open it. They'll send it back unopened. And so it's vital that you have an agent. So what we do is try to connect people with an agent so that they can get that next step in the door. And over the 4 days, you have an opportunity to build a relationship with the agents that we bring in so that they get to know you not only as a writer who is, desperately seeking someone to help them, which, everybody, we all know that. We know that's what the writers are doing, and the agents know that's the mentality of where the writers are. But what you do is have an opportunity through these informal roundtables, through having meals with them, sitting with them during presentations, you're able to get to know the agent, and they are able to get to know you as a person. And so it's an opportunity. Most of the people who pitch at Killer Nashville get an opportunity to be read. They get their manuscripts requested by the because you normally, when people come to Killer Nashville, who are, as you said, they're people who are beginning, they have an idea, they don't even know where to start. So those people are not going to be talking to an agent. The ones who come there to talk to an agent are ones who have a manuscript in their briefcase,
right?
And so they're at a stage where they are ready to make the next step happen. So those are the people who are in the roundtable session, not the people who are just starting out with an idea.
All of
and
this.
So
finish that thought. It's so important to be getting writers to get the word out there about their book.
Yeah, and so they, it's, and it's not always even just through that. We've had some wonderful experiences where people have just made deals in the hallway, and there was one person who went, and this is, I think, is a story that shows that you can expand to, you know, expand your thinking as to where and when you're going to make things happen. That we had one author who was sort of depressed. She went through three different agents and not anyone requested their work. And some people pitch really well, you know, and then other people are not the best at pitching. They're a little bit on the shy side, or they really don't know how to get their thoughts to, you know, be concise and present themselves on the best foot. So she was lamenting in the bar, which, I, you know, that's the stereotypical way the writer, you know, takes care of their lives.
Yes, yes.
The bar. And so another author came in and saw her looking rather dejected and sat down and said, what is what's going on? And so she said, I've pitched all these agents and it doesn't work at all. And the writer, and I think this goes to, you know, how this small, intimate family group is, the writer said, well, what's your book about? And so she told him. He said, it's a fantastic idea. I can't believe anybody wouldn't do it. He said, hang on a second. So he runs and gets his editor, who happens to be visiting as well, and they sit down at the bar, and he said, tell her the same thing you told me. So she starts to tell her the elevator pitch, and the other author said, no, tell her what you told me. And she did, and lo and behold, they got a contract right
fantastic.
There at the bar. Yeah, and so it's those kind of stories that make me happy. I have people who are one person who comes has, you know, a regular attendee. She, the first time she was there, she was sitting by herself during the opening night meet and greet, and I went over and I talked to her, and she had no clue who I was. And I sat down, and she said, "Are you a writer?" And I said, "Yeah, I try to. It really depends on who you ask. How good of a writer I am." I said, "What's your story?" And she said, "Here." She said, "I've got these dreams and stuff, and these people are real writers. I'm not a real writer." Well, I took her in and started introducing her around to some of the New York Times bestselling. And still, she had no clue who I was. That I was the founder of Killer Nashville, because, you know, it really wasn't about me, it's about her. So introduced her to everybody, and then she about 2 days later, I think it was Saturday, she came screaming. She was on an escalator up at the top, and she's screaming, Clay, they want to see it, they want to see it. And she ended up, you know, getting
wow.
publication after that. And so it's those kind of stories that, because I remember how that felt when I was a kid in the situation that I was in. I remember how that felt when there was no, you knew what you wanted to do, but there was no way to get there, and no possible way to get there, because you didn't know anybody. And to see the light in these people's faces that their dreams are within reach.
Yes.
Is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it's the greatest charity in the world for me.
I want to talk, and hopefully we can do this again. Time is going by so quickly. Your background, and you've gone through all of the emotions new writers do, and you tackle writing, you tackle the business of writing, marketing, the forensics that we talked about, and for many people, it seems like they've written the book, and then it's sort of like, now what? You take them through the business aspect of that as well, don't you?
We do. Absolutely. And I think that's where, again, the diversity of the people who come to Killer Nashville. There's some people who are coming there to learn how to write. There are others who have, they've gotten the writing down. They just don't know what to do next. And so depending upon where they are in their particular level, we've got five running concurrent tracks, and each of them are divided up. One's the CSI one, one's for beginning writers, one's for publicity and marketing, for example, one's for, you know, the business side, one's for, and so they're all divided up in their own particular things. And we have some people who come and just get on one track and just stay that way, but you can go from one track to the other if something is interesting. And we always record everything too, so it's available for everybody if they want.
You'll find all of this at the website, killernashville.com. By the way, Clay's website is claystafford.com and claystaffordbooks.com. We're talking about the Killer Nashville International Writers Conference, August 19th through 22nd this year in Franklin, Tennessee. 15th anniversary. Information on the website and everything that we've talked about there. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.